In Virginia, prosecutors and judges don't really have a lot of options in many cases. If they're presented with a defendant who struggles with substance abuse issues and the person has had multiple run-ins with the law, the judge could convict the person of what they were charged with or what they pleaded guilty to. Senator Scott Servel says that system doesn't work.
That really tied prosecutors' hands as to, you know, how they could work a case out. And it also basically just, from my point of view, just left the prosecutor with nothing but a stick in order to work a deal out instead of being able to give an accused person a carrot.
That's why he pressed lawmakers for a system that would allow prosecutors and judges to defer the disposition of a case. And that would essentially dismiss charges if the defendant agreed to drug counseling and paid restitution and basically demonstrated an effort to fix things. Delegate Mike Mullins says this is a badly needed reform.
When a person is charged with the possession of a drug, no matter if they've been getting clean or not, the only real opportunity that we have to be able to handle that case is with incarceration. And we need to find a way to deal with mental health and addiction issues that don't involve only incarceration.
This reform is part of a bill giving prosecutors more discretion to dismiss minor drug charges, even if judges resist. I'm Michael Pope.